What the city is talking about. This is Montreal Now on News Talk Radio, CJAD 800.
That is James Menney. He is over at the Montreal Gazette. And Jim, I guess we'll start with the story, yesterday's story. The federal government, of course, announcing this new rental registry and a whole bunch of other good stuff for tenants. And moments after that ended, Quebec saying, not here. Take a listen. This is first François Legault reacting to it, and then you hear Trudeau reacting to Legault. Here you go.
I think that it's not in the federal jurisdiction. The real problem, 230,000 temporary immigrants additional. The real solution is about the number of housing, not about additional rules.
When it comes to the announcement on renters, we of course recognize Quebec's particularities and we will work with them, but I think we can all share the goal of making sure people are protected. We will work with the provinces, particularly Quebec, to make sure that it's done in a way that is appropriate for them.
That's right, Jim. We have our own particularities here in Quebec, as the Prime Minister alluded to there. Look, I mean, none of this is a surprise, right?
Do you have any idea how uncomfortable it makes me to say that I agree with François Legault? Do you have any idea how my inner core is shaken by the fact that Justin Trudeau, in what appears to be nothing more than a really blatant example of posturing political theater, has turned around and decided to stick his nose into a jurisdiction that he knows perfectly well has been the purview forever of the provinces. I love that he wants to create a charter of rights for tenants. I hope he pays more attention to that than he had for the charter of rights for Canadians, because we all know what he did with that. But that said, François Legault is right. We are facing a housing crisis, and one factor, maybe not exclusively, but one factor has been the unbridled immigration levels that Justin Trudeau has basically, government by tweet has decided that, Canada's wide open, we can take a zillion people, and even though his own government now is hitting the brakes somewhat on the number of immigrants who are being admitted into the country, the fact is there's a huge crunch. Why does Justin Trudeau think a one-size-fits-all lease is going to help Canadians? I have spent most of my life as a tenant in Quebec. I like the Quebec lease just fine. Why do I need another level of government sticking its nose in and doing an editing job? Unless, of course, the guy who's in charge of that government knows that he is, sinking below, Captain Nemo in the polls, and needs to be perceived as being active and doing something, being innovative in terms of addressing the housing crisis, when in fact this is once again another example of Justin Trudeau producing a huge bowl of frosting and virtually zero cake.
This temporary immigrant story will keep coming up and up and up every single time there's anything announced that has to do with money. So you kind of wonder, though, in the case of Justin Trudeau here, all you had to do to save some face, at least with Quebec, was say you've spoken to the province first about this, mm-hmm. and then could have walked away. I don't understand how you missed that opportunity.
And I don't understand as well if he wants to score points. The Legault government just passed a very, very unpopular law concerning housing, concerning the extension of leases and so on and so forth. To address that, if he wants to take on Quebec's jurisdiction, and this is what he's doing. I don't care what he's saying today. I don't care what he's mopping up today. The fact is, this is a full frontal assault on Quebec's jurisdiction. There is no way around it. And I think this is just another scrap that Trudeau has picked without having the slightest idea of how it's going to end, or how he can get out of it, or how it's going to do any good to anybody, either at the federal or provincial level. But hey, look at me. I can be perceived as doing something to address the housing crisis, when in fact he isn't. So, another chicane. Another problem, another reason for the important stuff to get delayed, because you've got Justin Trudeau is proving he has as great a talent, if not greater, than that of François Legault for political posturing. And it's all of it very, very depressing.
Let me move on to a story that I was going to start by saying, here we go again. I guess it's more of a here we go still. And that's a story, I think we just had it on our news now.
Yeah.
This, the Anglo hockey jerseys, believe it or not, As you say, Quebec's latest humiliation. So if you could fill people in, Jim, because I can't
believe
this.
Well, it seems the Quebec Maritimes Junior Hockey League, and I'll be perfectly frank with you, until the story broke, I had no idea this league existed, but it does. They decided, for some reason, to issue, certainly for a team in Drummondville and in the dressing room for the team in Saguenay, English-only signage, English-only T-shirts. And the fact is, they said, well, no, it should have been, of course it should have been bilingual. The idea that you are, if you live in Quebec and you are part of a public institution and you decide to slap English-only signage on whatever it is that you're associated with, you are simply doing every language hawk, every OQLF inspector, every language activist, every Pequist, every separatist, every populist, a huge favor. Because the entire language, so-called language debate in Quebec is based on appearances, okay? And then for the league to turn around and say, well, we can throw them to the real world and it's an international sport and most of the language is in English. They couldn't care less. The people who are screaming now, the Pequist, Paul Saint-Pierre Plamondon, Jean-François Robert, Minister of the French Language, who are hopping up and down, honestly, they won't say it publicly, they could care less what language you're speaking in the dressing room. It's when you start posting English-only pictures on your website that they feel they have to do something. They feel there's political gain to be made. In the meantime, I wonder, and I'm really beginning to sincerely believe this, Aaron, I wonder how many Francophones living in the real world, okay, who are not a part of this language bubble, how many Quebec Francophones are looking at this and rolling their eyes, and it's like, my God, another distraction. Of all the things the government should be angry about, we're talking about T-shirts for a hockey league that, I can safely say some of us had never heard about until today. But there you go. How many times do we have to see these examples for people to understand? If you want to turn around and say, well, no, I'm not going to be pushed around by Quebec's language legislation, that's fine. But remember, there are two official languages in this country, not officially bilingual, we have two official languages, and this is a jurisdiction where the majority of people speak French. So how slap-headed do you have to be to have committed a gaffe like the T-shirts? I despair over this sometimes, Aaron.
I'm listening to you and trying to think to myself, so the historic Quebec Anglo t-shirt that I did, I mean, someone would be upset that I'm wearing that on the street? Or is this just because it's a
no,
hockey team in Drummondville?
By the very legend that you have on the t-shirt, you explain why you can do it.
So then I'm okay.
Because you are an historic Quebec Anglo. Right. That is a phrase. With all due respect, Aaron, you didn't invent it.
Right.
The nationalist governments of Quebec did.
Okay, I just didn't want to get in any trouble with anybody. So
First of all, you're a bit late
to the game.
Getting into trouble,
yeah.
Aaron. That's the first thing.
Fair enough.
But yeah, don't worry about it. You're cool.
Okay. Look, I, to your point at the end of it, I wonder how many actually French Quebecers, Francophones, would be rolling their eyes at this. I'm kind of with you on that, but it just seems like this is the kind of thing that someone else will just, in this particular case, Paul Saint-Pierre Plamondon, and now Jean-François Roberge, pick on to try to run and get mileage with them. We get so tired of this.
I know, exactly, which is why I'm saying, why is it? And you know what? It's not a matter of being a quisling or caving to the language hawks. It's a matter, but even if you put English and French on there, and as far as I'm concerned, in Quebec, I'm pretty well fluent in French. When I go into a store, I'll begin speaking in French, not because I'm cowed by the rhetoric of François Legault, and not because of, it's a matter of respect. It's simply a matter of courtesy. I look at the odds. It's 8-1 odds.
Yeah.
The person I'm talking to is going to be a Francophone. So why not exhibit a certain amount of politesse, so to speak, and address them in their language? If they want to talk to me, if they hear my accent, they want to talk to me in English, tant mieux. But in the meantime, can we just please stop throwing logs on the fire with really stupid moves, as we saw from this hockey.
I'll tell you a really quick story. So I talked to Eric Duhem, I don't know, a month and a half or something ago when we did our podcast. I had a long interview.
Yeah.
He actually sent me a picture. He was so incensed by this. In Quebec City, there are a lot of tourists, obviously, in Quebec City, and a lot of Anglophones as well. A restaurant there, quite popular, that's had, M&As eating there.
Yes.
Someone on a chalkboard in the restaurant, the owner put a slogan up for his staff, like, come on, guys, or buckle down or whatever.
Yeah.
someone actually complained and filed that with the OQLF. Not to customers, to his own staff and expression in English. That's where we are now in Quebec.
Oh, absolutely. But the good news, and yes, Aaron, there is good news about that. It's a particular species of, I want to say a word in French that I can't even use on English language radio, a particular species of agitator who simply lives. Yeah. For moments like that, and I want to think, and I'll take I'll quote you. Maybe I'm being naive here, but I like to think that with each passing day, that particular species is becoming less and less prevalent.
Well, let's hope so, as they say, from your mouth to God's ear. Although that's not wholly appropriate. Jim, thank you.
Adamant.